Hello, welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. We're dealing with a subject called Gifts of the Spirit and Ministry Gifts, and this is part four from a nine-part series. We're dealing with the topic, how to recognize an increase in the flow of the vocal gifts in our lives or ministry. The Bible clearly indicates that those who are used in the vocal gifts of the Holy Spirit should do so in ever-increasing effectiveness. We see this in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 12, and it reads, "Even so you, since you are zealous for spiritual gifts, let it be for the edification of the church that you seek to excel." This scripture is actually saying, be zealous. That means go for those spiritual gifts. Some people have found it very hard not to despise prophecy because in many cases it has been clouded by human thought or rendered lifeless by the lack of the anointing. Your utterances must be of a single quality and such anointing that people are arrested by the authority and the clarity of the word. Let's go to point one, your recognition. God speaking is an essential requirement of a ministry in the vocal gifts of the Holy Spirit. The key to speaking God's word is hearing his voice, and we see this in Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. Reading from Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4, "The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak, a word in wisdom to him who is weary. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear the learned." We also read in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 34, shows that God uses certain doors through which he speaks to us. Verse 34, "Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post for my doors." In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1, we see how God spoke in the past, and it reads, "God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to fathers by prophets." We see this, the different methods. We see 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 15, where God spoke directly into the inner ear. We see in Numbers chapter 7, verse 89, as a distinct audible voice. We also see in 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 6, and Numbers chapter 12, verses 7 and 8. In Numbers chapter 23, verse 5, words were placed directly into the mouth. In 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 2, words were placed directly on the tongue. In Numbers chapter 12, verse 6, we see through visions or for dreams. In 1 Chronicles chapter 21, verse 18, by angels. In 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 12, as a small, still voice. In Job chapter 32, verse 8, directly to the human spirit. And in Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 9, as a burden felt in the physical body. Today, most people normally receive prophecy either as a mental image, a picture in their spirit, or a very basic form of a vision, a visual idea, or words or phrases in the mind. When the words or pictures are meditated on, they grow rapidly or spontaneously. There is a sense of lightness, an inner quickening, or an excitement within. The attention may be rested by a circumstance, a word spoken, an incident. Thoughts or ideas keep popping into your mind. It is important to understand that it takes time to hear God's voice, particularly when you're dealing with prophecy, and also to understand the different ways he talks to us even today. It will take time to understand the way he talks to us or talks to you, but God knows we're in the practice mode. In other words, we're learning to see the different way he speaks to us. Thank you for being with me today. I hope you've enjoyed this topic today. We'll continue on next time with part five. Thank you and God bless.